Right, Peter Robinson is due to give evidence today at an inquiry looking into a controversial £1 billion property deal. The First Minister will appear before Stormont's Finance Committee. It's already heard an allegation that Mr. Robinson was to benefit from money put in an offshore account after the deal. He says the allegation is totally unfounded. Our business editor, John Campbell, can tell us more. Why is the First Minister appearing today?
Well, if we think back to where the story really begins, NAMA, the Republic's bad bank, sold this huge portfolio of property loans for more than £1 billion a year ago. Then, if we come forward to July, Mick Wallace, the maverick politician down in Dublin, he said a politician or political party was due to benefit from that deal. He said that £7 million was funnelled through a Belfast solicitor's firm into an Isle of Man bank account for the benefit of a politician. He didn't name any names. Then we come forward a couple of weeks and we have Jamie Bryson. He was at the Stormont Finance Committee and he named names. He said that Peter Robinson was one of five people who were due to share in this £7 million. But as we said, Peter Robinson completely denies that. But the committee want to talk to him about it today.
And he'll be asked about that allegation. That's what this is about today, right?
To some extent. But we've got to look at, when Jamie Bryson was at the committee, he made this allegation, but he didn't really produce any supporting evidence. You know, there was no emails, no bank accounts, no letters, no other witnesses to say, yes, Mr. Robinson got this money. So really, once Mr. Robinson says, I completely deny it and Jamie Bryson is completely wrong, where do the committee go with it? You know, they've nothing really to put to him. They've nothing to cross-examine him on. So they're going to have to look at, you know, I think a lot of the nitty-gritty of how Mr. Robinson was involved, the various bidders for this deal, the various meetings he had, the various people he spoke to. What I'm hearing is that Mr. Robinson may make a very lengthy opening statement, perhaps speak for as long as half an hour to lay out everything he knows about this, and then the committee can start putting questions to him.
Do you expect him to come out fighting?
I'd say so, yes. You know, certainly the statements he has made in regard to this all the way through have been very clear, there's been on occasions where he's effectively referred to Jamie Bryson as a village idiot in terms of the allegations he's been making. And I think he referred to Jamie Bryson's appearance at the committee as being like a pantomime or a circus. So you can see that, you know, his language has certainly been pretty fruity in regards to the allegations which have been made against him.
I wonder, will he express much anger that Jamie Bryson was able to give that evidence in open session?
Well, that's certainly been a big source of controversy here. At one stage, it looked like Jamie Bryson wasn't going to be allowed to give it.
Sorry, John, but because the committee could have forced Jamie Bryson to give that evidence in camera, in other words, behind the scenes, not in the public domain, and they decided not to.
Exactly. Because Jamie Bryson has blogged and talked a lot about the whole NAMA controversy. Some of those in the committee felt that he was worth a hearing, and so they listened to what he had to say. They did it in public. The members on the committee, the DUP members in particular, were very reluctant to do that. And certainly Mr. Robinson has said in the aftermath, you know, that the circumstances in which this happened were not right. It's interesting that Jamie Bryson had also been in contact with the Public Accounts Committee in Dublin. So that's their spending watchdog. Initially, it looked as though he was going to give evidence. But then the Public Accounts Committee wrote back to him and said, if you're going to give evidence to our side of the NAMA inquiry, we need to hear a bit more from you. We need to see some kind of supporting evidence. And so it's now pretty clear that he's not going to appear in public session at Dublin, because he's said to the Public Accounts Committee in Dublin, I'm not going to jump through your hoops, so I'm having nothing more to do with you. So certainly I think Peter Robinson was quite angry about the fact that Mr. Bryson was allowed to appear in those circumstances.
And finally, John, a significant change of personnel on the committee, which is asking the questions today.
Yes, we have Emma Pengelly, who was one of Peter Robinson's special advisors. She's now the DUP MLA for South Belfast, a very highly rated performer. She's a trained barrister. So I think there's a perception that the DUP really were strengthening their position on this committee ahead of Peter Robinson appearing, although her role is slightly controversial as well. What's been raised by Martina Mullier, who's the Sinn Féin member in the committee, is that Emma Pengelly's husband is a senior civil servant. He was formerly a senior man in the Department of Finance, and he had a kind of tangential relationship with this whole NAMA story. He was maybe involved in putting forward names for people who would serve on NAMA's Northern Ireland Advisory Committee. So Martina Mullier has raised the prospect of, does Emma Pengelly have a conflict of interest in that regard? She's saying, well, you know, I'm a professional person. I can separate my public and private life, and I can certainly do my job. So it'll be just interesting to see precisely what role she plays in this inquiry today as well.
Okay, John, thank you very much indeed. Thank you.